Good morning. Good to be with you all again. My last Sunday with you. Cost me a fortune again to keep the doors locked while I've been preaching. I trust that I've challenged, blessed, informed, or corrected anybody, or any one of those three will satisfy me. But it is good to be with you. I have to say, I've known Robin. Has he gone out? Oh, what a shame. I've known Robin for many, many, many years. And like so many of us, he has his faults. But there's one thing about Robin I can say straight away. He's very, very dependable. Very dependable. In fact, you could say he was reliant Robin. Okay. Let's just have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the gathering of your people. But Lord, above all, we thank you, Lord, that you're here in our midst. And Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you're here to bless. Lord, you're here, Lord, to speak to your people, Lord. You use ordinary people, Lord, fallible people, to bring your infallible word. Father, just be glorified. Be blessed in the name of Jesus, and you receive all the praise and the glory. Amen. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles. I'm reading from the King James, and it's Exodus chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. And then verse 22, 23. But first of all, Exodus 5, verses 1 to 2. Afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him? Obey his voice to let Israel go. I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." Then down to verse 22 and 23 of the same chapter. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Why have you brought trouble on this people? Why have you sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered the people at all." Now, I think there is a question of Moses doubting God. Why have you done this? Was he saying that, "God, you're not capable of delivering my people"? Now, Exodus 6, verses 1 to 8. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand, he will drive them out of his land." And God spoke to Moses and said, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord, I was not known to them. I've also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage in which they were strangers. And I've also heard the cry of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I've remembered my covenant." God never forgets his promise. "Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the bondage of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will give it to you as an heritage. I am the Lord." You are God's people this morning. And God is your God. I once preached here, and Al Roy, the God who sees. This morning, it's going to be something like a Bible study, not really a deep Bible study because of time, and I can't really go deeply into this, but give you some idea. This morning I want to bring another name for us to look at. And it's a name, not just a title. Let me explain. We have a queen. That is her title. She's queen. But her birth name, her given name, is Elizabeth. But with God, he's God. That is who he is and what he is. But he's all, that is his name. But it is also his position. God is God. The word Elohim is the general name of God. Therefore, we could say, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. The word Elohim is always plural, denoting that therefore God is three in one. It's impossible to really read the word of God and not to realise and come to the conclusion that God is three in one. Elohim, Elohim, the Most High, who rules in the kingdom and affairs of men. If God is the Elohim, the Lord God Almighty is what it means. The word El Shaddai is the Lord God Almighty. And of course he is. Then we come to understand that he's in control of all world affairs. Going further, not only is he in control of all world affairs, but everything that is happening, all the events in the world, all of the things that seem to be wrong, the catastrophes and the uprising of men in their evil hearts, are all being planned out to his glory and to his majesty, the bad as well as the good. We cannot say that God is El Shaddai if he's only the God of the good and not the bad. If that were true, then he would not be the Lord God Almighty, the El Shaddai. So does God send evil? Is God responsible for all the wicked, evil things that happen in the world? The word we need to remember is the word control. So while it seems that the world is out of control, it isn't. God is in control. He has not relinquished control of the affairs of men or of the affairs of the world. He never has and he never will. God is still in control. His hand is still on the tiller. These things are happening, and they're happening and moving to God's divine plan and purpose. God's clock is ticking towards that momentous time when all the things of the world come to an end and God rules in all power and all majesty, when every knee shall bow to the Lord Jesus Christ. All these things are not happening by chance. They're happening to a design of God. It tells us that at this time, in man's fallen state, that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Ephesians 2, verse 2. Have you ever asked yourself why Satan is called prince? Well, I'll tell you. Why Satan is called prince? Because a prince doesn't rule. Only a king rules, and there is only one king, King Jesus. Amen. 1 Timothy 6, verse 15 says, God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I said before, I'll say it again, you are God's people this morning. And God is your God. God is your king. God is your keeper. Satan has power, but Satan is limited to what he can do. He's not all powerful. Satan is the one who works in the unrepented hearts of men. But his time is short. His time is drawing to an end. God is still in control. It may at times look as though he's not, but be assured this morning that God is in control and all these things are happening for a purpose. And Satan's power and influence is going to end. And he is limited to what he can do. He has to go to God for permission to do what he does. Read the story of Job, chapter 1, verse 12, where he goes to God, but God says, you can touch Job, but do not touch his life. Satan is limited to what God, where God is the El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. Your problems, my problems, and I'm in no way belittling them, are nothing to the El Shaddai. That doesn't mean he doesn't care. Of course he cares. What I mean is because he's El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, he knows all about it. He cares about it. And he knows and has the answer. And when the time is right, you will receive the answer. There is no power that can stand against him. There is no power that will ever replace him. He is forever the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and the God of glory. And here is a wonderful, blessed truth this morning. You, sitting there in your seat, God is your personal El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. There are other names that are used to describe El Shaddai, and these words together show us the nature of the Lord God Almighty. Omnipotent. That means all-powerful, almighty. There is nothing that God cannot do. Omnipresent. He's present everywhere. Earth, space. See Psalm 139, verses 7 to 12. And God is in control of all that is happening. That's the question, where can I flee from your spirit? The heavens? No. In the deep? No. The sky? No. If I travel to the far side of the sea, the darkness cannot hide us, for he makes darkness like day. Wherever we go, we cannot escape the power and the influence and the majesty and the might of the El Shaddai. All knowing, all loving, past, present and future, he is the Lord God Almighty. There are no words in humanity to adequately describe our awesome God. So we have to make do with what we have. Time does not allow me to do justice to the subject. How much time, however many years, even eternity itself will not be enough to understand the greatness and the power and the awesomeness of our God, even when we are in heaven. So go out beyond the hemisphere. Travel beyond the stratosphere, the ionosphere, the Van Allen belt, to the billions and millions of stars and thousands of planets and satellites. Behold our solar system, everything in precise order. That didn't just happen from nothing. There is no such thing as nothing. The scientists would tell us that the world just came from nothing. If I pull out my hand and I close it, my hand isn't empty. There are particles, there are neutrons, there are atoms that are invisible to the human eye within my hand. God made the heavens and earth, and there is no such thing as nothing. El Shaddai called them beginning, the Almighty, the All-Powerful. All-knowing, all-seeking God, the Eternal One, the Eternal, living, ruling, in majesty, God. There is a difference between the word eternal and everlasting. Let me explain. Those who are born again, those who are washed in the precious blood of the Lamb, and have a place reserved to heaven, you have everlasting life. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Your life begins at conversion. Your eternal life begins at conversion. But God is eternal. He alone is eternal. He never had beginning. He will never have an end. So there is a difference between eternal and everlasting. The Lord God Almighty, Yahweh, the supreme potentate, the ruler, the all self-sufficient God, needs no one or anything. We are privileged when God chooses to use us to do his work. There's not one of us that is in ourselves willing or in ourselves is really qualified to work for God. He doesn't need us. Let's get away from that idea. God does not need us. He chooses to use us. And that always amazes me. But if God decides that he wants to use us, we have to be willing. Otherwise, he'll pass us by and he'll find someone else. But God needs no one or anything. The El Shaddai is exactly that. The Lord God Almighty. There are no more words to describe the greatness, the majesty, the awesomeness of our God. He is the God, the Lord God Almighty, the El Shaddai. He has the power and the authority to meet and satisfy every legitimate desire which have been awakened in the sun, in the souls of his people. In Exodus chapter 3, God calls Moses and commissions him to go to Pharaoh and command him to let Israel go. When Moses confronts Pharaoh, Pharaoh says, no. Who is the Lord? Who is the Lord that I should obey him? I will not let Israel go. People questioning outside, who is the Lord? Who is God that we should obey him? In Exodus 6, verse 1 to 8, God then gave Moses the assurance he needed. Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. No one who stands against God will ever come out the winner. God reminds Moses of his name. Revealed back in chapter 3, verse 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to Israel. I am have sent me. The eternal name of God, the I am. Not I was, or I will, or I am, or I will be, but I am. I am yesterday, I am today, and I will be, I am tomorrow. Tell them, the I am have sent me. Verse 6, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Is your God this morning. In other words, remember Moses, who I am. I have not ceased to be God. Just because this little man, this little Pharaoh, huffs and puffs, I don't change. I don't have to change my ways for the concepts of men. I am God and I will always be God. You will be delivered. Verse 3, God then reminds Moses of another name. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob by the name of God Almighty. Now look at the next part. But by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. It seems as though God is saying the name Jehovah is greater, Moses, than the name that I revealed to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Moses, this is something I have to reveal to you because of the task I have called you to do. I made a solemn agreement with the patriarchs to give them the promised land. And they believed me. And it's you, Moses, it is you who has been given the task of bringing that agreement to fulfillment. And I said, thanks very much, Lord. Why me? You have the task of staking this stiff-necked, this rebellious, this complaining people. Sound just like the church of today in many ways. Into the land. You will be the one who will fulfill that promise and take my people. The promise I made to your forefathers hundreds of years ago. I am not slack concerning my promise as some people. 400, 500, so many years back. But God remembered the promise he had made. Why did God choose Moses? Because he was the meekest of men. And God knew that Moses would rely on him totally. Whatever the task God calls you to do, not only will he enable you to do it, he will also assure you of his presence. Pharaoh decides that far from letting the people go, it will increase their workload and make their conditions even worse. Here is a lesson we should take to heart. Often, when God is about to bring about deliverance, when God is about to bring a joyous experience or bring about a liberating work, he's often preceded by a setback so that things appear to be worse. But don't worry, God is still moving. God will bring about deliverance and liberty. If God has promised, it will come about. For God to will is the same as to do. Every morning, God displays that he is indeed the El Shaddai. Every morning, the sun rises 865 million miles thick, 1.3 million times heavier than the earth, and yet it stays in place. Nothing is there to hold it up except the power of the word of the El Shaddai. On its edge, it is 1 million degrees centigrade. It is a miracle that the sun doesn't crash out of the heavens. There's never been an out of order sign on the sun. We might think, living in England, that sometimes the sun's not there, but it's always there. But it's never gone out or burnt out, thankfully, because it's the source of all life. You will never see workmen climbing to repair the moon or the stars. They never fail to rise and shine. They remain in their place altogether by the word of the living God, the Almighty. His power is superior to all of us. There is no power under the sun, on the earth, or under the earth that can compare to the El Shaddai. God doesn't need a degree. He doesn't need permission. Take all the mighty powers of all history, of all the world, and God can blow them away until they are gone. God never acts out of anger. God never acts out of revenge. He's perfectly good. He's totally merciful. He's totally loving, totally gracious, totally just. The El Shaddai who protects and provides. The El Shaddai who sustains and enables. When you realise he's El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, the all-sufficient, you have no need of anything else. The El Shaddai is our Saviour, our Shepherd, our Lord and our King. And I trust that this morning you realise whom you will serve. And as you do, it will increase your trust and your faith that you can and will fulfil what he wants you to do, and that he will fulfil what he said he will do for you. Let that sink deep into your souls and take hold of it this morning. That as we hear the cry, as you heard the cry of Israel, it will hear your cry and he will act. You may have to wait, but you're not waiting your time, you're waiting God's eternal time. He's in no hurry. He knows exactly what he's doing. Let me encourage you to rest in the plan and purpose God has for you. To rest in the refuge of God's protecting power. To understand the magnitude of the one whom we serve. The all-powerful, the all-present, the all-knowing Lord God Almighty. Praise his blessed name, the El Shaddai, and let us raise and praise and worship in glory to him, the supreme potentate, the Lord of all, the Lord Almighty, El Shaddai, your El Shaddai, my El Shaddai. God bless you all. Amen.